Kansas might not be the first state that comes to mind when you think of wineries, but it has a growing wine industry. Now, Wichita has its first urban winery in Union Station downtown. KMEW's Nadia Fo spoke to its founder about how she turned her hobby into her own business.
Walking into Jenny Dawn Cellars, one of the first things you'll see is a small, worn wooden fruit press, about 3 feet tall, topped with a metal hand crank.
And this is actually a press where you put fruit in it and then you crank it down, and all of the juice kind of comes out here and you collect it in like a bucket or a barrel.
Jennifer McDonald, Dawn is her middle name, used this press when she first started making wine at home about 5 years ago.
I got it off of Craigslist. There was a family here in Kansas. I had to drive like an hour or so to grab it, but yeah, their family came over from Italy like in the 1920s, and they used to make wine out of that. And then that tiny little oak barrel over there is what they used to age it in.
Oh.
So they said that like their great-grandparents and grandparents used to make wine with it.
These days, McDonald makes her wine on a much larger and more high-tech scale in massive stainless steel vats lining the back wall of Jenny Dawn Cellars. McDonald opened the venue at the far end of Union Station in November. The 40-person space, double when the patio's open, is accented in different shades of gray and purple.
So purple's the color of royalty. I'm a K-State alum. And then purple's the color of grapes. So it seemed to be like a fitting color for us to build our brand around.
McDonald didn't set off intending to start a business. For her, winemaking was a hobby outside of her 12-year career in human resources.
And I'd say on a good day of HR, I'd have one glass of wine. On a bad day of HR, I'd have two glasses of wine. And I just found that I really enjoyed wine. I have a good palate, and so it's easy for me to identify the characteristics of wine or flaws in wine. And so I started studying it. And then economically, I'm like, I'm spending a lot of money on wine. I wonder if I can make wine for less than what I'm paying on the retail store shelf. And I could.
She went from using home kits and following recipes using store-bought fruit to buying higher-end juices from California. It wasn't until her wine started winning awards from the Kansas Grape Growers and Winemakers Association that McDonald considered turning her home hobby into a full-fledged business. She went back to school to get her master's degree in agribusiness, studying what wine drinkers like and how much they're willing to pay. But it wasn't a straight line from home kits to opening her own wine.
I realized it would be a huge leap to be a home winemaker and then open a really nice venue. So I had to have this intermediate step, which was me going out to Napa and getting experience with the equipment and working under some phenomenal winemakers. So I did that for 2 years. And then I was ready to have a venue.
McDonald has been selling wine in stores around Kansas for 3 years. Now she produces the wine on site, letting it ferment and age in 270-gallon tanks.
So these tanks are chilled by a chiller that's in this room, and it pumps glycol through all these pipes to these jackets on the back of the tanks, and that's what regulates the temperature of our tank. We have two of the wines at the same stage. So this is our sweet red, and that's a finished wine. We're still working on this blackberry wine. Because we crushed this on site, we even found kind of whole berries that were still like in the juice. And so we have a little bit more work to do with this wine.
Her next goal, to grow her own fruit. When most people think winery, they're probably imagining a sprawling vineyard in California. But Kansas has a growing wine industry of its own, with dozens of wineries across the state. McDonald calls Jenny Dawn Cellars an urban winery, and she recently planted a small organic orchard near 14th and Estelle in northeast Wichita. She hopes it'll inspire other people of color to consider a career in agriculture.
When I was at K-State, I was one of very few. I was the only African-American woman in my program at the time. And so just trying to set an example for other people of color to say, hey, agriculture is a cool career to go into, and these are all the things that you can do with that degree. Hopefully the goal is I'm opening up doors for others to follow through.
For KMUW News, I'm Nadia Fo.
Well, can I get you a glass of wine or something while you wait?
Mm-hmm.